Shane, what was Saturday like for you as the draft kind of goes on? Realize that it's going to be a contract situation for you right away as a free agent.
You know, I was a little just kind of anxious throughout the day. I thought my name would be called, but everything happens for a reason. And talked to the Bears pretty quickly, and things worked out.
How much interaction did you have with the staff before then? Did you have any clue that they were going to pounce if you weren't drafted?
Not too much. You know, the conversations my agent had with them late in the draft was, hey, if he slips out, like, we need to talk to him fast. And I think they assumed I'd be drafted there at least in the sixth or seventh. And but, you know, it worked out, and I'm in Chicago.
Shane, have you had any discussions or interactions at all with any of the veteran quarterbacks already in the room? You heard from Jay or Jimmy or anyone?
I haven't. You know, I've only been here for a couple of days. We've been pretty busy. I know they've been busy with everything. So right now it's just been coaches and the rookies.
What are you trying to prove out there to the coaches with your ability?
Right now, you know, I'm learning this playbook as fast as I can. I'm getting out there competing, getting better every day. I'm just showing I can pick this playbook up and, you know, that I'm going to go out there and compete every day. That's probably it right there, just absorbing it all. And, you know, I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's fun learning a new playbook. And, you know, there's some different things that I haven't got the chance to do, and I'm enjoying it right now. So it's just a matter of getting it all, feeling comfortable with it, and making sure the 10 guys around you feel comfortable with you.
What was unique about the ECU offense and some of the things they asked you to do there?
Just, you know, there was a lot on the quarterback just to make different checks at the line, kind of on air. If you saw something you liked, get into it. There's a lot of freedom to make checks at the line, which was fun once you start getting very comfortable with that offense. You know, you really had a lot of control of it. I mean, I did it a little bit in college, obviously, majority in the gun. But, you know, I've worked it plenty here in the off season, and we've been doing pretty well here the first 2 days.
I know Coach mentioned, I think, yesterday that he wasn't too pleased with some of the exchanges. Is that just it takes a while to get used to, or are there any specific?
Well, I mean, we got some centers that have done majority shotgun and new quarterbacks. And, you know, center-quarterback relationship is very important, especially for under-center snaps. So just getting that relationship, we were great on it today. So we got that first day, I guess, jitters or connection going. So we're good now.
Have you got a sense yet of what it's like to throw to Kevin White? He's a pretty quarterback-friendly target. What's it been like working with him?
It's been a lot of fun. He's a great guy. He's a great receiver. So just, you know, he's open if he's not open. And, you know, it's been fun throwing it to him.
Do you have a signature game or a signature moment from your college career that you always reflect back on?
I'm kind of past college right now. I wouldn't say there's one moment. I'm trying not to think about college too much at this point. I'm really focused on this weekend and focused on the Bears.
Any current guys that you really admire, not necessarily, or maybe model your game after, but just more so that you really enjoyed watching growing up as a quarterback?
When I was little, I used to watch Brett Favre a bunch, just the way he played, a lot of passion for it. So I try to bring a lot of passion every day, whether it's out here in rookie minicamp or back in college where there was a game. I try to bring a lot of energy and excitement when I get out there on the field.
And what do you think your biggest strengths are as a passer, and what do you need to work on the most to, you know, get the best shot possible here?
Just continue my under center footwork. Been working a ton this offseason with a couple coaches. Just continue to work that. I think I'm good on progression reads, so just continue to fine-tune those and getting through these reads. These are obviously a little different than the ones I was doing, so just continue to get better at those.